Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Football Fill-In on a weekend where the Premier League title race finally unravelled itself. We all now know that Man City are going to stroll this one as if there was ever any doubt. 35 goals were scored in 8 games. The top four has consolidated itself, but the relegation dogfight rumbles on. Incredible. Come on, let's get into it, boys. Right, come on then. How are we, boys? You okay, Mark? Yeah?
I'm very good, thank you. You?
Lovely, jubbly. Nice to see you. And Tuesday boy, how are you, mate?
I'm great, mate. Always happy to be here.
Have you been bashing the golf lately? Because you look nice and tangy.
I got absolutely burnt to a smithereen yesterday.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It was lovely, wasn't it?
It was lovely, yeah.
It's raining, where are
you? It was kind of in and out. It was overcast, yeah, I think they call it.
Right. I always do it. I never put on suntan lotion and I look like a killer tomato the next day.
No, you look lovely, mate. I was going to say you look nice and tan, but you don't. You look like you're hungover a little bit, like you had a few pints last night.
I did have a few pints last night.
We'll get through this, mate. Yeah, we'll get through this, mate.
Come on.
Right, celebrating Wrexham.
Yeah, well, anyway, come on, let's start. We're not talking about Wrexham today. We're going to talk about Premier League, boys. We're going to start with Liverpool, Spurs. What a game
this one was,
by the way. Absolute belter, wasn't it?
And everything as well. I mean, I want to talk about some of the refereeing decisions, because I think they were horrific. But then, you know, I mean, Liverpool, I think they've won their last three, but they've played Forest, West Ham and obviously yesterday Spurs.
Yeah.
And every game, they've only won it by one, when they probably should have won every game by about three or four. Their defence is terrible. I mean, yeah, absolutely terrible. Trent Alexander-Arnold reminds me of my auntie's garden, right? From the front, it's all landscapes and everything like that, and then the back, it's full of dog shit. It's really bad. It's just so bad. I can't believe that Klopp is basically just saying to him, you're so good going forward, but screw the defending. It's terrible. But yeah. like Spurs...
Spurs are all over the shop, by the way. I need to see a stat. Can we get it up on screen, sorry, about how many goals they've conceded? I know Leeds, we'll talk about Leeds in a bit, but Leeds have just broken their own record for conceding the most amount of goals in a calendar month. Spurs can't have been far behind them because they seem to just go goal, goal, goal. Like 3-0 after, what, was it 25 minutes?
Was it 15 minutes?
Oh, right? My God, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
Nah, it's mad. But then they come back.
I know.
Oh, my God, Richarlison doing all that and then...
At this moment in time, is there a more kind of unlikable sort of villain than Richarlison in English football? There isn't, is there?
No, he's a shithouse.
You just knew what was coming. As soon as he did it, you just thought, oh, no.
I don't know why people bother doing it.
I know.
You can't go to the opposition, like, giving it that. You just know it's going to happen.
And he was doing the pigeon dance.
That Spurs defence. I mean, you'd wait till full time, wouldn't you? That Spurs defence, thinking they've got a point. And God knows what Lucas Moura was doing there.
Oh, it's horrible, isn't it?
Just boot it. Boot it.
What do you make to Ryan Mason after the game? I don't know if you heard what he's saying, but basically he went along the lines of saying Spurs were incredible. They were the best team by a country mile. And I'm quoting him when I say that. He said Spurs were the best team by a country mile and should have won the game comfortably.
I didn't actually watch the game. I was on the golf course, but I saw the highlights, so I can't really comment on that.
I completely disagree. I thought they were absolute shit in the first 20 minutes, and then Liverpool sort of switched off and left themselves a bit open at the back. I think Spurs deserved to get to 3-3. They hit the woodwork a bit, but you know, you can't switch off like that at the back. When you've got a defence like that, you never deserve to win a game when you're conceding four.
Yeah.
And also, I think the referee... I mean, I'm no Liverpool fan, obviously, but the referee...
Yeah, talk to me about some of these decisions. You're not happy with that.
The skip...
Well, the sending
skip,
off.
The skip yeah. one. That is a... I don't think any of us are going to disagree with the skip one. He's late. He's caught him. I mean, look, I've got this saying now. If Casemiro did it, it's a red card. Well, that was 10 times worse than Casemiro against Southampton, so where's the consistency? And I'd be interested to see your two's points on the Jota one, because I think the referee got it right. He gave a yellow.
Yeah.
You can argue with it. If he'd given a red, you can't argue with it. It's a high foot. I'll go with the ref on that.
I agree with you. I think it's a red card, but if he gives a red card, it's a red card, obviously. If he gives a yellow card, it will stay as a yellow card. It's as simple as that. But it wouldn't have surprised you either way, to be fair. But I can understand how annoyed Tottenham fans and Ryan Mason would be when it's Jota that's kicked him in the face and then within a few minutes he's gone and scored the winner to beat him 4-3.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was a good Super Sunday, weren't it, at least?
Yeah, it was very good.
35 goals this weekend.
Mad. I mean, I don't agree with the rule. I don't think that is a sending off. But in today's game, that is a sending off.
Yeah.
And he has to go. And then he doesn't score the winning goal.
No, it's a funny one, isn't it? Because he's legitimately going for the ball, but it's then into that reckless category, isn't it?
And exactly, he's caught him on the head.
And you're right, there's no consistency. And I think, you know, I'm sure everyone listening at home and watching at home is there like we all are. And I'm fed up with the inconsistency. You've got the best league in the world, and yet again, I think the skip tackle is a disgrace, and it needs calling out because it's a red card. If you're gonna, you can't give Casemiro a red and then not give a red for that.
I'm with you, mate. You're preaching to the wrong people. VAR then, will we ever see VAR disappear? Will it always be here to stay now? Is that it? Have they invested too much money into it? What?
I'll tell you what they need to do. They need to go on that chat GPT.
GPT and get them to do it, and run it for them.
Just type it in. Was it a red card? And then within seconds they'll go, this is a red card because of the rules. It's reckless, it's this, it's that. Red card.
Simple.
Do a better job. VAR works. It's the people controlling it.
I don't like it, mate. I'm playing in the National League where there is no VAR.
Well, I'd rather not have it.
And you know what?
I've been watching a few of your games because you obviously... And it's great
to watch. It's lovely, isn't it? I know.
It's great to watch.
No VAR. You ain't got to worry. You ain't got to wait. You ain't going to... Like, if a goal gets scored and the referee's running off and it's a goal, it's a goal. It's as simple as that.
5 yards off your line on a penalty. No one's going to do anything.
You've got to be clever, eh? Yeah. You're smart, Mark. That's what it is. Right, come on, then. Let's move on. We're going to go for the early kickoff on Saturday. Crystal Palace against West Ham. This was a belting game, by the way. Another bonkers one.
Goals galore.
35 goals this weekend, yeah? In 8 fixtures, so we've still got 2 more to come.
Goals galore.
Another 7-goal thriller. Crystal Palace, 4-3. West Ham still one of those teams right down there. By the way, there's 5 teams now at the minute.
West Ham
down the
safe.
Bottom.
West Ham are safe.
Maybe. Maybe, all right. But... if they'd have got something from this game, you could probably say that. But there are 5 teams, 2 of them will go down, and a monster is going to go down, without doubt, out of Everton, Leicester, Forest, Leeds or West Ham. I bet you one of these monsters is going to go down. Anyway, talk to me about the game. 4-3, fantastic win for Crystal Palace. Roy Hodgson is doing wonders for them, isn't he?
Mate, like, since Roy's come, they've turned into an attacking powerhouse.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And you never have Roy down as that.
It's great, isn't it?
It's mad. Fair play to Roy Hodgson. When they were like, I felt bad for Patrick Vieira. I was like, that's a bit...
harshly treated.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
But it's been proven right, hasn't it?
It's been proven. I think the thing with Crystal Palace have, they have got the players to do this. You know that they can go on little runs and you know they're going to score goals and play real nice football. When you've got Elise, Eze, Zaha, players like that, they will score you goals out of absolutely nowhere. And even people like Jordan Ayew, who seems to have been around forever, you know he'll score you a goal, don't you? As simple as that.
I think it's just, like Tube says, it's just this season, I think we've really seen the contrast between, you know, coaching and, you know, bad appointments. And, you know, you look at what Chelsea have done with Lampard and a few other clubs have done it as well. Southampton did it. You know, it's like signing a striker, isn't it? You've got to do your due diligence. You've got to do your work. And
yeah.
That Hodgson thing, I thought it was odd, but it's a masterstroke.
It is,
an absolute
it?
Masterstroke. And same with Brighton and De Zerbi. I think, you know, it's proper coach. Emery Villa as well. It's,
yeah.
You know, do your homework. And the goals they're scoring and the football they're playing, I think Palace fans probably wake up, can't believe what's going on.
I know.
You could argue for Patrick Vieira that they did have, on paper, easier games when he...
Yeah.
You know, so...
after sacking him. That's probably the reason why they sack him, though, to be fair. They see that the upcoming fixtures and they think, you know what, if we get somebody in here who can just instil a little bit more confidence, the lads knew him anyway. It's a very similar team to what it was when Roy Hodgson had him last year.
They couldn't
anyway.
Score goals under Vieira. That was the problem.
Yeah, that was the problem.
Now they can't
now
stop.
Now scoring for fun. So I
have got a little bit in my bonnet, though, lads. I have got a little bit in my bonnet about this game, all right? So we were having our pre-match meal, so we were watching this. So we were a late kick-off, 5:30, Wrexham were on Saturday. So we were watching this game, having our pre-match meal. And whose phone is that vibrating here? Is that you?
Peter.
Is it Tubesy boy?
Tubesy boy.
Quickly,
hey,
just see who it is. Don't worry about it.
It's over there, though. Sorry. Apologies.
Don't worry about it, lads. I've got a little bit in my bonnet, lads, about this game on Saturday. So
it's Sahar trying to stop you.
So there you go, all right? Pre-match meal, we were watching it. All the lads were watching it, right? And it's late in the game. Crystal Palace are 4-3 up there. They're bringing on a sub to kill a little bit of time. They bring Wolf Zaha off, right? And he goes off on one. He goes absolutely off on one, flinging his arms in the air, raging. You know, he just bowls past Roy Hodgson, doesn't show him any respect, sits down on the bench. He's waving his arm. He knows the camera's on him, by the way. He knows the camera. He knows the game's on television. He knows the camera's on him. It's absolutely ridiculous. He's doing that for one reason and one reason only, honestly. If that's my teammate... nah, I'm not having that one little bit. I'd say sit your ass down, yeah? We're winning this game 4-3. Get behind the lads. It's as simple as that.
Why is he doing it then?
He's doing it because he wants to get a move in the summer.
He's out of contract, isn't he?
He's out of contract. He wants to get a move. But if I was a manager, genuinely, right, and I see him doing that in the last minutes of the games when that team are 4-3 up, I'm not signing a player like that. I'm not signing a player like that, I promise you.
Mm. I hate stuff like that.
I hate it.
I don't.
Why would you do that? Come on.
What is the point of that? I just don't get it.
Get behind the boys.
When you're winning 4-3,
exactly.
if it's Anfield and you're losing 7-0, yeah. I get it. You know, you're fuming.
Or even if it's like the 55th minute or 60th minute and you're Wolves are hard, I understand it. But with a few minutes to go and the team are 4-3, get behind the boys, simple as that. Sit down, take your medicine, boom. You ain't going to get an injury. You're ready for the next game. That's all there is to it. No need for it. Absolutely no need for it. All right, next game we're going to go to Brighton versus Wolves. Wowee, Brighton. They had this one coming, you know. They had this one coming because they've been waiting to batter a team. They have been waiting to batter a team.
Mate, Brighton, when they were down at Chelsea a few weeks back, I was like, I mean, we were shite.
Yeah.
But they were unbelievable.
Yeah, they're good.
They are so good.
Is this all
they
coaching?
Are so, yes.
Is this just purely down to the coach, you reckon? Yeah.
Totally.
Well, we played them at Wembley last week and obviously we beat them on the penalties, thank God. But we had to play counter. We had to hit long. Yeah. They're so intelligent in how they press the space. They will take the ball with their back to the opposition and they know where they're going to be. They know the little passes. It's so well drilled. I mean, Pep called it out, didn't he? He said, you know, they're the best team playing out.
Yeah,
I think he said
yeah.
the best team playing out from the back in Europe, which is, you know, from Pep Guardiola, who's really obsessed.
He's not wrong either.
Yeah,
they were doing triangles around Chelsea. Mm. They were like little triangles.
We've got loads of players out at the moment.
I was sitting there going, this is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Billy Gilmore as well.
Lovely.
Apparently, he was unbelievable.
Just back home at Chelsea.
I love... No.
Oh, at the weekend.
I love Billy Gilmore. What a player.
It seems like they're recruiting... Honestly, I know everybody's talking about their recruitment policy and saying how good it is. But like you said, they had so many players out. But everybody that comes in just seems to be a like-for-like replacement. There's players scoring goals. Like Undav, I don't know if you saw the last goal. Chipped up...
What a finish.
Like every goal seemed to be from about 20 yards out and they're just finding corners, putting it in the back of the net. They don't seem to get too carried away with anything. They're just going to get the ball again. Let's start again. As simple as that.
I think they're going to be a really interesting club over the next few years, Brighton, because it's going to take a few years. I remember speaking to somebody who works in a department at a top six club and they said, we're trying to replicate what Brighton are doing, but it's going to take us all a few years. So if Brighton just keep doing it, you know, I think we're going to talk about top four, but I think there's a race for the Europa League spots now between Spurs, Liverpool, Villa and Brighton. And Brighton so deserve to get it. I hope they do.
Brighton have got two or three games in hand as well. So they've got three games in hand on Villa above them, three games in hand on Tottenham are above them and two games in hand on Liverpool. But they're only 2 points behind Villa and Spurs with three games in hand.
They would have got top four. If VAR hadn't...
That Spurs game, in the Spurs game, that killed them.
Two games. Yeah. And then even, they lost to Forest.
To Forest in the week as well.
That was just, I think, a hangover from the Cup, really. So.
Quickly touch on Wolves then. Listen, it's understandable. You're going to get these results. It's end of the season. There's absolutely nothing to play for. You're on the beach. Yeah. But either way, it's never a good look, is it? It is never a good
on
look.
The beach. Yeah, it's never a good look, but it's got, you know...
Nothing to play for, really.
And Brighton were sensational.
Yeah, that's true.
Sensational.
All right, swiftly moving on then, onto the Red Devils. Mikey boy, talk us through your boys, because I was listening to this on the radio. I had a super Sunday, bank holiday Sunday, of doing tip runs, jet spraying.
Tip runs.
How good is jet spraying?
Oh, mate, my back is killing so bad.
I love it, though. It's so therapeutic.
Yeah, it is therapeutic. It was wicked.
It's great.
And I did enjoy it, and it looks $1 million now, but my back is paying for it. So I was doing tip runs, I was doing jet spraying, and all I was doing was listening to the radio and everybody glowing about how well Man United looked.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to say, first of all, because obviously there was a lot of protests at the ground yesterday, and I think the fans who stayed out for 18 minutes are legends for doing that. I mean, a lot of people were saying didn't look like many fans did.
Yeah.
75,000, I think about 3,000 stayed out.
No trouble.
Not looking to get games called off, so fantastic work there. Hopefully it'll make a difference. But, you know, Villa have scored in every game under Emery, 20-something games.
Wow.
They've won 8 of their last 10.
Yeah.
Only conceded 3 in their last 10. Undefeated. I think United played low key. United played brilliant yesterday, first half.
Yeah.
Villa were okay, but they've been brilliant. So I think United, first half, having played against Spurs Thursday and had a disappointing second half. But even with that, Villa only conceded one goal and we needed a clean sheet to beat them. So I thought Lindelof and Luke Shaw were superb at centre back.
Lindelof's clearance off the line, by the way.
He was man of the match,
wasn't it?
Yeah. It was a really good performance from United against a good Villa side, so I was really, really happy with it.
I had this one down as a draw, I won't lie. I had this one down as a draw. I just thought, I honestly don't think there's actually that much difference between them two teams. I really, really don't. I think They're both playing really good football, coming to form at a very good time. But this result for Man United is massive for them because this is basically top four guaranteed.
Defo.
Guaranteed now. And but that's job done.
How well has Unai Emery done?
Yeah, oh, fantastic.
It's mad. What a turn.
He's reinvented all the players as well. All the players just look $1 million as well. Ollie Watkins.
Ooh, listen to this, right? Ashley Young, Mings, Konsa, Marino, Dendonka, Luis, Ramsey, Bendia, McGinn, Watkins. You look at that 11, it's a bit like Brighton again, isn't it? You look at it and you go, there's nothing special in there, but it's the team.
If you've got them playing in a certain way and everybody knows their jobs and it's high tempo and everybody works hard, mate, you can do that with any team, you know.
Yeah.
That's why the manager's so important.
Why do you think it didn't work out for him at Arsenal?
I just think it's too many egos. I think for certain managers being at certain clubs when you've got too many big name players, I just don't think it works.
Also, I think it's patience. I think even Arsenal fans would own it that they're not patient. And there was Arteta out t-shirts at the start. It was only a strong board that stuck with him. And I think Emery, when he was there, you've got people like Kolasinac, and I think about Ozil was still there. There was a lot of problems there.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
They needed to be patient, and they have been with Arteta. And I think if they'd been patient with Emery, it might have been a similar sort of story. But he's done a wonderful job at Villa.
Yeah, really, really happy with Villa this year. Man United buzzing for him as well. Top four, guarantee ski, Champions League football. That means they might be able to sign Kane in the summer, you know. They might be able to get him now.
We will sign Kane, I reckon.
50 mil?
Yeah.
50 mil?
It'd be 100 million, which is too much.
100 mil? You're not paying 100 mil for Harry Kane. Nobody's paying 100 mil for Harry Kane.
He's only got 1 year left on his contract.
That's what I mean, but he wants 100 million.
It'll be 70 mil. They'll take 70 mil,
I
bet.
I don't think Spurs are going to get 100 mil for
Kane. No chance. Nobody's stupid enough to expect 100 mil for a player with 1 year. 70 mil, doesn't matter.
The funny thing is, most Spurs fans, and I bet you speak to a few as well, they actually think now is the time where he deserves to go, because they're watching them get beat like that and they're like, it's not fair, he's been here too long.
Yeah, I agree.
He actually deserves to go somewhere else. And when Spurs fans are saying that...
Yeah, but you wait till next year when Spurs haven't got a Harry Kane, then they'll realise that you can't just like-for-like replace strikers, you know. It doesn't work like that. It's not as simple. It doesn't matter how much money you've got. You cannot just like-for-like replace a top player. There's not that many of them. It's not that simple. They'll miss him next year.
I think Son as well. You know, I think he's wasted there.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, he's only just started. He's had a difficult season.
Yeah,
he's only just started
coming into it. Son, is he, this year?
Yeah. All right. Come on then. Let's move it on. We're going to go Leeds Bournemouth. Leeds, by the way, can I just put this out there? Have just broken their own record. Yeah. For most goals conceded in a calendar month. 23 goals. 23 goals they conceded in April. That is just pathetic.
Let me do the line.
Absolutely pathetic, isn't it? I'm going to start with this one, okay? Poor Ilian Meslier.
I was going to ask you about it.
I'm feeling for him.
Would you take him out of
it? I think you have to take him out of the firing line now. I do. I think you have to take him out of the firing line. I think he's got to the point where... Listen, Ilian Meslier is a good goalie, yeah? He is a good goalie. He's proven it over the last couple of years. It's as simple as that. He's a good goalie. But this just goes to show that when a goalkeeper's confidence is rock bottom, and I mean rock bottom, shot to pieces, yeah? It doesn't matter how good of a goalie you are. It genuinely does not matter how good you are at being a goalkeeper. If you cannot take that proper mentality into every single game, there's no point.
So, because I was going to ask you that on the drive up here, I was going to ask you, have you ever gone through that sort of period when you have been really, really bad? Do you go onto that pitch going, please just don't make a mistake, please?
I've done that going into games thinking, I don't want to play this game. Don't select me. I guarantee you he's going through this right now, yeah? He will be. Wait until the next game. He'll have seen it all on Twitter, Instagram, the papers, the news, the radio, and he'll be hearing everything saying, their goalie's having a stinker, Meslier's having a... Meslier, and he knows it. He's super aware of it, yeah? And the next game will come around and he'll be thinking, please don't pick me, boss. They've got Joel Robles sitting on the bench. He is a decent goalie. But it doesn't matter how good of a goalie he is, yeah? He'll do a better job than what Meslier will do at the minute because his confidence is shot to pieces. And the defenders in front of him feed off it. The whole team feed off him through it. And it kills you as well, because if a goalie just lets a simple one through his hands, which he did a couple at the weekend, a couple more mistakes, the game plan goes out the window.
How do you break that cycle, though, of feeling like that?
Oh, you need out of the team for a bit. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Just play a bit of reserve team football.
Yeah.
Not even that.
You don't need to play any more football this season.
Just don't play.
Just go and train, yeah? Get behind the goalie that's going to play, and then in the summer, try and forget about it. Do a bit of work with a psychologist or something like that to learn how get rid of it and start afresh next season. It's as simple as that.
So you don't think he should play again this season?
Not this season, no. It's horrible, mate. It's a horrible place place to be, it is. Really, I feel for you, Ilian. I really do, mate. I feel for you, because it's a horrible place to be.
There's too many goals, isn't there? They're in a relegation battle. There's too many goals. You know, I heard, I think it was on TalkSport this morning, they said he's taking more shots than John Wick.
That's what I'm saying. But it's all over everything. But
I think there's a better one. I think they'd be better off with Casper the Ghost in goal.
Oh, you know, horrible. You're the worst.
Everything's going through him. But that's the thing, isn't it? The confidence is down. I mean, Leeds fans will probably agree with you. Like, you just find a goalkeeper who can make a few saves.
Yeah.
Like, the confidence. They're letting too many goals in.
Yeah.
They're a better team than what... I mean, they're getting drubbed. Yeah. They got drubbed last week, didn't they?
They're getting drubbed week in, week out. 23 goals in April is ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous.
I feel so bad for him. Like, I know. You can look at him. You look at him, guys. He's just not right.
Mate. His race has run. He's shot.
He was at two goals. He was at fault for. Yeah, was it this weekend?
Like, it's like that Sidemen charity game last year when we had Cal the Dragon and Pie Pacing goal. Everything's going in.
No, that's bang out. You're bang out. You are. Bournemouth. Come on, let's give Bournemouth a little bit of love, because
Gary O'Neill,
mate. If we haven't done this for a while, right? But champ of the week, champ of the week has to go to Gary O'Neill, mate. You have turned this Bournemouth
champ
squad
of the last 6 weeks.
In the last six weeks, you have turned this Bournemouth ship around, and they are playing incredible football.
I thought they were Romeo Dunn.
A lot of people did, mate.
Do you think he should get manager of the year?
No, he won't get manager of the year.
I know it sounds a bit sensationalist, but I do think there's a case, because Bournemouth were getting relegated day one under Scott Parker.
Yeah,
he did really well. They gave him the job. Then they had a little bit of dip, and their form over the last few weeks in a really tough league with, 11,000 fans, not got a massive squad. I think... sometimes you do have to contextualise the level.
Of job they've done.
£100 million striker with Pep's going to win the league when he
The thing is, if you look at the actual managers that have got a shout of getting it this year, you'd look at Unai Emery, De Zerbi, Eddie Howe, I think, for me, but has to win it. For me, personally,
even
I think Eddie Howe's
done a good
job. Ten Hag, fantastic job. Arteta, Guardiola. Yeah.
I wouldn't give it to Pep. And I think Pep would probably sit there and say, I shouldn't get it anyway.
No, for sure. O'Neill got to be in with a shout like this.
Well, if they win the Champions League...
Yeah, if they do the treble, I think he deserves it, because that's an amazing achievement. But winning the league by adding an £100 million striker to a team that's already the title holders, I think what Gary Neal's done at Bournemouth is incredible. I'm like Tubes, I'd relegated them. I thought not disrespectfully, but they're so good.
They're so good.
Lerma, what a player.
They've got a load of them. Solanke's coming to his own. Do you know what I mean? Just absolutely brilliant. Goalie, Neto making save. Looks a proper accomplished goalie now.
They're safe now, aren't they, really?
Four games to go. Yeah, they're on 39 points. So
Same as Chelsea.
That's what I'm talking about.
They might still go down.
I'm so glad Chelsea didn't play this week. talk about them.
Buzzing for Bournemouth. Because I quite like Bournemouth. I don't know what it is. Why is that? I don't like
the grounds.
No, me neither. But they're inoffensive, aren't they, Bournemouth? Yeah. They're kind of likeable.
They're a lovely club to watch.
They're a lovely club. Yeah, exactly. I'm with you.
They're brilliant.
Right, Man City, Fulham. This was one of the sort of earlier kickoffs yesterday on Sunday. 2-1. It was kind of at the end of the day, it was a kind of routine win, weren't it? Really. Bern Leno, by the way, shout out, big dog.
Yeah, he was unreal.
He made some outrageous saves in this game. I could have letting a few in, because everybody had Haaland as captain yesterday, so I could have done with scoring a few more. But it was just a routine win, weren't it?
The scary thing about City is that, I mean, I'm old enough to remember when United won the treble, and it, you know, that last few weeks, it wasn't always about playing well. You know, you've got to grind them out. You know, you think about Giggsy in the FA Cup semi-final, and there were other games where it was tight, even the last game against Spurs at Old Trafford. But City, as you said, they're in a treble race, really. But they're almost going through the gears. Oh, I mean, I'm worried about what they're going to do to Madrid. I mean, they've won the title. Should talk about the Arsenal-Man City game, because we haven't spoke about it. That game was over in 5 minutes. Absolutely destroyed a really good Arsenal.
The game was over before it even started, Man City-Arsenal game. You just knew, didn't you?
I said it before here, that they are a much better team than Arsenal.
Yeah, they are. It was men v boys, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think Arsenal... pre-Christmas, sort of September, October time, they'd have given them a game.
Yeah.
Man City have come into form, like, and Arsenal have dropped. And at the start of the season, it was the other
way. It seems like they've worked out how to play with Haaland now. They've sort of like transformed They're just strict. They're streets ahead of anyone, not just Arsenal.
Do you think it's a weather thing? Listen, hear me out here for a second, yeah? Hear me out, right?
Right.
Man City seem to do this every year, right? Come this time of year... Come from like March, April, May, they seem to just win everything. They win 20 games in a row, yeah?
conditioning, isn't it?
And it, yeah, maybe, but it's almost
but the
like,
weather's been shit you, all year round.
Yeah, I know, but it's warmer at least now, right? It's like 15, 16 degrees, all right? This is what I'm saying, yeah? When you've got a load of Spanish players, South American players, players like that, kind of like this warm weather. It's nicer on the joints, do you know what I mean? Don't worry about it, all right? Anyway, Erling Haaland,
we'll
right?
Bit. We'll cut that
Erling
bit.
Haaland, yeah? Erling Haaland, 50 goals in all competitions this year now he scored, right? Julian Alvarez, 15 goals for the season
what
now in
finish,
all competitions. Like, they've just got goals, right? They have. They've just got goals all over the pitch.
You can't compete with them. I find them boring. They're a big rival of United. But I find it boring how successful they are.
Yeah.
But you can't take it. I can't sit here and say they're not the best team in Europe at the moment. They're unbelievably
simple,
good with a great, great coach and a great squad. And if you want to compete with them, you better get... You better get your chequebook out because that's...
I don't think there's any players there to do it, mate. I think Man City have them all. I do. I think Man City have got them all. Nobody can catch up.
No, I think they win the Champions League this year.
Yeah, I think they will.
I think they can smash Real Madrid.
Mm.
But I always say this, and Real Madrid always seems... I thought Liverpool were going to beat Real Madrid, but...
In that final, who do you want to win that final, Real Madrid, Man City?
Real Madrid.
Yeah.
It's the semi-final.
I don't.
It's the treble. As a Man United fan, I don't want anyone to win.
I'll probably get hammered for saying it, but I'm going Man City.
I'd like to see Man City win it. I would because yeah. I'd always try and back an English team anyway. I would.
You know why they'll win it though? I've watched Real Madrid. Watched them play against Chelsea. They play so open at the back. Remember the first 10 minutes in the Bernabeu. You play open like that at the back with Haaland.
That's asking for trouble.
It could be that. That could. I'm worried about that.
I think they could hammer them.
Yeah,
big time.
All right, come on. We've got the quiz coming up in a minute. By the way, I won last week, Tubesy boy. You'd be proud of me. I battered him as well. I was on fire, honestly. I was on fire.
Mr. Quizzical is back, though.
Quizzical schmizzical.
It is May now, though, and you've only won it once.
It doesn't matter. I won last week. I am the reigning champion as it stands, all right?
That's the way it is.
So we've got two more games to get through. We're going to start with Newcastle, Southampton, doing my tip runs. And Southampton, for a few brief minutes, took the lead in this one. I'm thinking, whoa, didn't see this little bad boy coming, but Newcastle came good in the end.
Callum Wilson, by the way.
By the way, an absolute machine at this moment in time.
Unbelievable. Yeah, Southampton are down.
Yeah, they're buggered, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, Southampton, they are, actually, they're getting cut adrift now. So they're 6 points from safety, four games left to go. It's, the writing's on the wall, isn't it?
I think we're Newcastle, though. I think we are all guilty of sort of, well, at least the shirt's up there. We are a little bit guilty of just smoothing over. And you might mention Eddie Howe, just how they fell into this groove of us going, oh, another good win for Newcastle.
Yeah.
And actually, a year ago, they were in a relegation fight. And I know they've got the money, but it's not like it's obvious money spent yet. Well spent money.
Yeah, it
really
is.
Really good squad. Brilliant team.
Totally.
And they're smashing teams as well.
Yeah.
Like some of the results. I mean, I know they got done by Villa, but around that, they thoroughly played us off the park. They've come back from behind against Southampton. They've just got a really good mentality in that club that Eddie Howe's instilled it, and that they can go behind and you still think they're going to score three or four goals. Fantastic.
For me, he's the manager of the season.
Yeah, I'm with you,
Eddie Howe.
I'm all over that. I totally
just
agree.
Because he's not gone. They've not gone like there's billions of pounds going and spunk it,
like
Chelsea have done.
Yeah, he's done it properly, hasn't he?
This season, he's got these picked like players that just fit into his way he wants to do it. It's fantastic what he's done.
Next season's going to be massively intriguing because it looks like they're going to get Champions League football. And then when you've got that, that's sort of like when the owners can go, look, do you want us to bid for Mbappe? I don't think Eddie Howe will, though.
I don't think Eddie Howe will go for that. I'd like to think so.
I'd like to think they just do it slowly, slowly and slowly.
But they've got
Liverpool top four finish, maybe. That'd be brilliant. But
next year, Chelsea will come. Liverpool will come again. Top four next season. I mean, people are already saying Arsenal might not get top four next year because of how competitive it will be.
They're not guaranteed Arsenal.
I think the only team that's guaranteed is Man City. Isn't
yeah,
you've got six or seven teams now trying to get in that top four. There's going to be two or three that are going to miss out. You know,
with Champions League football, and they're not in Europe. They've got to build the squad anyway. You've got to buy five players just to help you out midweek.
I heard Eddie Howe actually talking on the radio the other day just about sort of Newcastle's style of play, and somebody asked him the questions of, What is your style of play? Why do you think that you are blowing teams over at this moment in time? And he said, basically, it's our fitness. He says, the way we play games is we just start fast from the very beginning. And he says, and we just never let it have a lull. We never let it be a lull. And he did the same at Bournemouth, you know, because I remember playing at Bournemouth. And you knew for a fact that if the ball went out for a throw-in, a corner, a free kick, anything like that, they would do it so quick and they would catch so many teams off guard by doing it quickly that players players normally use those moments, the opposition especially, as their little... and have a little breath and just get, you know what I mean, just get your bearings back a little bit, just walk back into position. But they use those opportunities to capitalise on teams, and they will quickly get the ball in behind, and that's what they're doing. They're just never, ever stopping, relentless. I love
and
that.
And they'll struggle with that next year, though, because when you've got to go away to Rome on a Wednesday
night... Yeah, true, that.
That's true.
...on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And like, I listen, when I do my show and you get Newcastle fans calling in, they're not bothered. They're just like, we're just having the time of our lives.
Yeah.
But actually, with success... comes expectation.
Yeah,
and whether they can, that's his big challenge. Can they keep that energy up in the fan base, which I'm sure they can, but in the team to be able to go at it.
Keep doing that
for
week
an hour,
in,
the
week
first
out.
Half an hour, twice a week. That's the next, and that's why they've got to buy. And
buy players,
really interesting to see what they get hold of.
That Isaac is the bollocks. What an absolute chap.
That run last week, mate. Lads. That run last week was just ridiculous, weren't it?
That was like Henry-esque.
That was ridiculous.
That's scouting as well, isn't it? I mean, because he wasn't scoring loads of goals, but was obviously talented. And someone's gone, I reckon he'll smash it in the Premier League. And he's a bit like, he's a wish version, obviously, but he's a bit like Thierry Henry. He suits this league really well. He's got all the attributes.
His hold up play though.
Yeah,
he's got a few times I've seen recently. It just comes down. He's like, boop.
Yeah,
stop there.
That graph on him is massive. That's what I mean. He's sort of like, he's
proper player,
well known but not. And then he's suddenly like, bang. I mean, what's his worth now? What did they pay? 60? Oh,
well, I paid a lot of money for him, but
worth 80 Bruno,
you're not buying him
well.
Next year. You're not buying him. 100 mil won't buy him next year. Simple as that. All right, lads. Final game. We're going to go for who is it? Brentford, Notts Forest.
I jinxed this one again.
This is if you're a Notts Forest fan, you're so close as well. You're so close. This is a hammer blow. This was, wasn't it?
I was on Twitter. I'm really notoriously bad at this. I did it yesterday for Liverpool as well. I went, ha, blown a 3-goal lead as I tweeted it. Liverpool scored.
Learn a lesson then.
But on Saturday afternoon, I was like, Forest were winning 1-0.
You're like Charleston doing all that.
Yeah.
On Saturday afternoon, I saw that Forest were winning 1-0 and I tweeted, when was the last time all three teams that got promoted stayed up? And then literally Brentford scored.
Oh, it was a shame, wasn't it?
But Brentford are so good at home. That would have been, even a point would have been good.
I'm gutted for Forest. I'm proper gutted for Forest because Steve Cooper is the best person.
Yeah, he's a lovely guy.
I've met this season.
All those players they brought in as well. What a hard job that is.
It's ridiculous. Was that ever going to work?
No, never going to work. Well, it's been a similar thing at Chelsea, isn't it? When you get that many players in, and apparently we're hearing rumours of people sitting on the floor in the dressing room because they haven't got a peg to get changed. But that's what it does. You don't want an over-bloated squad. You want a concise team of players where you know you're going to have 14 or 15 starters who you know are going to start. The rest work hard to try and get into it, as simple as that. When you've got 22, 23 players who think they should be starting... It's a recipe for disaster.
Because I actually asked Steve Cooper, I said, you know, I know you've been asked about it a lot, but how tough is it? Mm. And he went, yes, it's the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my career. But don't forget, it's not just me it's tough for. What about the players?
Yeah, true that.
They've got to meet someone new that adapts how they play. He was like, not just me.
Nah.
It's the players who were here last year. There's like 15 extra, like...
Right, everybody wanted to play.
He says, it's like everything you've done before, isn't it? It's like, you know, everything you've done before is completely different.
Yeah.
You know, it's like going home and you've got a different wife and everything like that. You know? Yeah. It's like everything's...
Yeah.
It's just not... It's not what
same.
You... What you, it's not what you... It's not the relationship you built, is it? Yeah. It's like, what, you know, do you like the one show? You know? But it's a really tough job. And I think it all comes... I was trying to catch your phone there. Depends what the run-ins are for these teams.
Forest
are good at home.
Forest got Southampton.
Forest have definitely got Southampton, I know that for sure.
And they've got Chelsea.
They've got Chelsea, three points.
Absolutely.
They're South. Right. Yeah.
I think Forest stay up.
Will they beat Brighton? I mean, I think they will, because I think Brighton at home, beating them... Just shows you how good their record is.
If Forest stay up, then it means one of either Leeds, Leicester, Everton and possibly West Ham are going down. This is what I'm saying. Sorry, two of them are going down, which means we're seeing a monster go down. We could see two monsters go down.
I change every week. I think Leeds are going with Southampton and then Leicester-Everton game tonight.
This is where you start to see the real weird results pop up. This is where stay away from accumulators, coupons, stay away from...
Everton can't score, that's
the problem.
I think Forest beat Southampton and Chelsea.
Wouldn't surprise.
And they stay up.
Would not surprise one little bit. Nothing would surprise
them. What would that put them on, 37?
Forest on 30 points at the minute. 36. If they win, obviously 2-36, that would be them done. That would be them done.
I think 36.
If they win two of the remaining four, they're done. Any of these teams win two of the remaining four.
Who's their other two games? Do you know?
No, I don't know. No. I'm happy with that one.
Leeds running like Man City away.
Yeah, Leeds have got a stinker. Spurs. Leeds have got a stinker, yeah. Honestly. So, but again, even then though, Spurs aren't, isn't there? You know, you never know, you never know. Right, anyway, lads, that's it. Well done, Brentford. Shout out, Brentford, by the way. Fantastic season for you lot. Ninth, you know, fantastic. Top half, top 10 finish, guaranteed. Well done. I think it's time for the quiz, boys.
Come on.
We good to go?
Yeah.
Come on, Jamie. Right, here we go. Jiminy, are you ready with these 10 wonderful questions?
Yep, we've got 10 questions ready.
I love that everyone sits forward.
You guys ready?
Yeah, we're good to go.
Okay, first question. Which team scored their 100th Premier League goal this weekend?
Man City.
No.
100th
Premier League goal.
Bournemouth.
No. No, just overall. Overall.
Overall? Ever?
Yeah, ever. Which team scored their 100th Premier League goal?
Yeah.
It's a quite simple question.
Well, I didn't really get it. That's why I said Man City.
It's a silly answer, that.
Haaland's nearly scored that this year.
Well, I panicked.
Give him a countdown. He's looking at the ball again.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Brighton.
No.
Fulham.
Bournemouth.
Brentford.
Yeah, I knew it would be Brentford. That's why I said Bournemouth. Yeah. It's someone who's going to be not...
That's a rubbish question.
He said it was good of it.
Really,
I think it was good. I should get it because I said Bournemouth for Brentford.
It's a bad question.
He said Brighton.
Yeah,
when was the last time two English teams were in the Champions League final?
2019
is incorrect.
Well, it's 2020.
2020
is incorrect. Chelsea Man City.
2018.
It's 2021.
Yes!
No, what do you mean? You said
he said when was the last time, not what teams.
What team? When was the last time?
You said 2020.
You said
2019.
No one got it, did they?
No one got it. You,
yeah.
You said 2019.
Serious. Yes.
You went
Chelsea, Man City.
Yeah, they're the correct teams. Yeah, but I said what? Yeah.
I'm only picking.
Who are you?
So, Chelsea, Man City, Havertz.
So no one.
Oh,
no one.
Wow, bad start.
Which club did Sam Allardyce last manage at?
Everton.
No.
West Brom.
Correct.
That's it.
Mark Goldridge. 1-0.
Baggies.
I'm scared of how
you played there as well. You probably coached.
You were there.
Yeah. Question 4. Erling Haaland now has 50 goals in all competitions this season, but who holds the all-time English record for the most goals
Ronaldo.
In a single season?
Is it Premier League?
And what is it? What?
Premier League or all-time?
All-time for everything.
All-time for everything.
Dixie Dean.
Correct. Correct. That's good. Answer. That is a good answer.
That's a ridiculous
answer. That's 2-0. That's 2-0, that is.
It's called knowledge.
How do you know? How many goals is it?
63.
Dixie Dean. Well done, big dog.
I read it the other day in an article. It's called an education.
You might want to try it sometime.
1, 2, 3. Question 5. Who was the last team in the League Cup final which wasn't a Premier League team?
Wigan.
No. They got relegated that season when they won.
Hull.
Nope.
They weren't.
Did you say Wigan got relegated?
They weren't.
They got relegated that season, when they were in it.
They weren't when they're in it. I don't know this one. Millwall.
No, Bradford City in 2013.
Darn it!
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
I remember it, but I was never.
That's why I said Hull, it's same colours.
Yeah.
Oh.
You get a point. You get half point.
Can I? Is that all right?
It's off.
Question number 6. 2-0, Mark Goldbridge. Who is Belgium's all-time goal scorer? Top
Lukaku.
Goal scorer. Correct.
I needed that. I needed that so bad.
2-1-0.
All right.
There's always a
sorry,
Tuesday.
How many goals have Spurs conceded in the last 4 Premier League games?
Oh, my golly gosh.
17.
No.
13.
No.
Oh, wow. Easy.
If you get this, this is big for the quiz because it's going to draw.
Got to get it on the nose.
Oh, I can't remember what the fourth fixture was.
Five.
What did these guys say?
Three.
No, 17. 15.
I said 17.
Five.
How many did you say?
13.
Four.
17 and 13, yeah.
Three.
14.
No, 15 is the correct
answer.
Oh! I can't remember the fourth game. I was counting the last
what
three.
What a kick in the cockerel.
Good question.
Score is 2-1-0. Career path question.
Oh, I like these.
I have played for Watford, Aston Villa, Manchester United.
He said Young.
And that says Young.
It was me. It was definitely
Well,
me.
I think it was me.
I'm going to go Goldbridge.
Goldbridge gets it.
Goldbridge is
on
in.
The VAR.
Goldbridge is it's in. It's Goldbridge.
I did. I went like this. I went
3-1. No.
You did not. You said Ash. And I said, by the time you said Ash, I said Ash Young.
Unless I said it at the same time.
Ash Young.
Just say Ash. Did the whole name.
VAR has to come in again. Has to come in again.
3-1-1.
3-1-1. Two questions left.
Whoa. Pathetic.
Was it 3-1-0?
Yeah. Sorry, cheesy.
What a quiz. Normally I'm absolutely shit hot at this, isn't
it? I can't believe I'm going to beat you again.
What?
You've got two questions. Oh, shit, I've jinxed it. I don't
know. Oh.
What club was Tyrone Mings at before joining Bournemouth?
Barnsley.
No. Before joining Bournemouth.
Oh, fucking hell, that's what I was thinking about. Villa, Bournemouth.
He was non-league.
No, he wasn't non-league.
I know where he, I know it now.
He started non-league.
Ipswich.
Yes,
Ipswich. Yes! They just got promoted, by the way. They just got promoted. 6-0.
I think there's a bit of help behind the camera there.
6-0 against Exeter, was it? Exeter? I think it was.
He did, boy.
Yeah. And then he was non-league before that.
Yeah, what team was he? I'm seeing him Wednesday, I'll ask him.
Don't know. Can't help you.
Fine. It's 3-2.
Have you got a decider just in case?
I have a decider just in case, yes.
Did you say there was some help from behind the camera then? Ooh. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you?
What's that? Well, there's something going on here. There's some help going on. There's help coming up.
Please don't paint me with that brush.
There's no evidence, so it's fine.
I'm sweating.
Jeez.
Paraguayan Julio Enciso now has 4 goal contributions this season for Brighton.
He's a player.
Who is the Premier League's all-time Paraguayan top goal scorer?
Suarez. He's not even Paraguayan.
He's Uruguayan.
I'll see you later.
Oh, Jesus.
That's been the football filling. Suarez. I'll see you later.
Guay. They've got a Guay in their name, at least.
Uruguayan.
Oh,
I'll see you later, guys.
Paraguayan, all-time scorer.
Yep.
Bit,
in the Premier League. This is to tie. This is to tie. Or for the win.
I know who it is.
Count it down then.
No, what are you on about? Count
it down. Can't stay here all day.
Yeah, we can. This is the last question. It boils down to this.
Do you want? Can I tell you who you pay for?
Paraguayan? Yeah.
Blackburn FC.
Oh, I know.
Man City.
It's that Cruz guy, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Rocky Cruz.
Rocky no. Santa Cruz.
Where do you draw the line?
His name's not Rocky Cruz.
What's the cutter?
I don't know. I'm going to give it to Ben. I'm going to give it to Ben for tiebreaker. Just for suspense. People down in the comments, you've got to decide. But
well, all I'll say is I'm happy for him to have it, but would he have got it by a said Cruz?
You should have kept it in your head then.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have kept it in your head.
I'm here for the views, you know?
Well, we've made this
content.
Incredible.
I'm here for the content.
Rocky Santa Cruz. I didn't know he was Paraguayan. I won't lie, lads.
I did not know that.
Oh, can I ask?
You can ask it, of course you can.
Tube's going to ask the question.
So here's the tiebreaker.
Oh, golly gosh.
You're the quiz master.
You can do it.
No, I'm not taking your job.
I just want to say.
You're taking your job.
Right, come on, decide it.
Final tiebreaker question. Who is the most expensive signing for Spurs in their history?
Ndombele.
Incorrect.
This is massive for me.
I know it now.
He's number 2.
I know it now. I do know it now. Idiot. What a fucking idiot.
Oh, Mark. Better have to do a countdown. Five. Four.
I'm going to go Christian Romero. Three.
Incorrect. The incorrect answer is Richarlison.
Another tiebreak question. This is the spiciest little quiz I've been
It's never been seen before.
I'm going to have to get another question.
Hasn't got a question.
I'm batting it now. No, I have another question.
Oh.
What stadium does Bradford City play
at? Parade.
This is pathetic. You told him the answer to
that. He got it straight away.
No, I didn't.
He got it straight away.
I'm brilliant on stadiums.
That's
Thank
knowledge.
You very much. Give me, high five. Give me some skin.
That's knowledge. I'll give you a high five.
Thank you very much. What was the other one I got? Dixie Dean, Valley Parade, West Brom. You can't beat that level of intelligence.
Oh.
And I gave you Rocky Santa Cruz.
Rocky Cruz.
The crown does go to Mark. Yeah. We should get like an actual crown and put
deserve
on.
Deserve it, you did. Deserve that. I think very good, over the course of the quiz, you were the better player.
That must hurt.
Cheers, boy. Hurt. Never mind.
Did you get one right?
No. It was hard.
No, it was terrible.
That must hurt.
I'll be back.
No, we don't. Thank you, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you next week, all right? He's screaming.
That competitive edge.
Billy Parade. Oh, no, Billy Parade.
That was a good question.